Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Yo, Jamie, what can we do for you, sir?
Yo, 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 what up?
What up?
Yo, woo, woo. I like this guy already. Yeah. You deserve a second date. What happened?
Yeah, so I go on this date with Laura, and a really pretty girl. And we're supposed to go to the movies, you know what I mean? And I love the movies, you know, especially dates at the movies. It's like, bam, that's my thing. It's where I ride. It's where I shine, you know what I mean?
You shine staring at a screen and not talking to the person.
So we're going there, and then out of nowhere, I can feel like an energy shift. She's bipolar or something. And then I'm trying to be a gentleman. I'm like, you know what? There's no parking once we get to move. I'm like, let me drop you off at the entrance. I'll rally around, get some parking, and then I'll come meet you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then by the time I park and walk back to the entrance, I'm like turning around. I'm like, this way, that way. I'm going down the elevator and stuff. I'm like, this bitch isn't here.
Wait, she like left?
She left.
You never even did the movie date?
I didn't even walk and talk to the ticket lady.
What? Okay, well, she must have gotten a text, a call, or something. A better, either an emergency or a better option.
Better off.
Well, I don't know if she's Wonder Woman and she got like a call from. You know,
yeah. Not only Wonder Woman, I just mean a guy who was better than you.
Well, thank you.
All right, so we're going to call her and just see if she'll finish the first date, I guess. Not even second date. Yeah. See if she can actually follow through with the date.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
All right, cool. Hang on. Second date update on 10.
Now back to the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Jamie. Great guy. He sounds like a fantastic date. Except, in order for that to happen, you need to give this son of a bitch a date, man. He was going to go on a date with this girl, Laura, at the movies. They get to the movie theater. Mm-hmm. He does the gentlemanly thing, and he's like, listen, it's packed. Just I'm going to drop you off in the front, and let me go find parking, and I'll come back and meet you. He found the parking. He goes back, and she's gone. The date never happened.
What the hell?
Wait, real quick. How long did it take between you finding the parking and getting to where she was supposed to be?
Look, it's a Friday night at the movies. It was definitely more than five, definitely less than a half an hour.
Okay. So it could have been no big deal, or it could have been freaking her being like, is he abandoning me? Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Laura?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, check. We got Laura checking off the first ball. Okay, Laura, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. We're the Get Up Crew. And please.
Oh, hey. Did I win something?
Okay, yeah. Well, you might have won something. You might have won an awesome movie date with somebody because I heard you like going to the movies.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So listen, here's the deal. The reason we're calling you is we got a phone call from this guy, Jamie, who you were supposed to go on a date with.
Yeah. Wow. Is he on the phone right now?
Okay, yes, he is on the phone. Jamie, stay quiet, though. I'm going to put him on mute so he can't interrupt you. Because here's the thing. He told us that you guys are supposed to go to the movies, but that... that you never even made the date. He said he dropped you off at the front of the movie theater and then you like disappeared on him.
Yeah, first of all, this guy picked me up in the grossest car I've ever seen in my life. Like, I mean, there was cupcakes from like 2 years. I mean, the expiration was from like 2016, 2015. Yeah,
there
was trash on the floor. There was chicken wings. I mean, it was like, ugh. Anyways.
What is wrong with this person?
She's driving around in the dumpster.
What is happening?
So he's a slob. What's the big deal? So why didn't you go to movies?
Oh, no, Oh, no, no, no. This is beyond slob. It was nasty. It was disgusting. Like, but anyways, like, we were running a little late to the movie, so he tells me that he's hungry, right? I swear to God on my mom. He picked up an old chicken wing from the floor and nibbled
no way.
Off the remaining
no
meat.
Way.
Yes, no, he did, girl. I was like, I mean, and first of all, it looked like he just picked up a bone, but he found some meat on it.
Oh.
It was disgusting.
Ew. Yeah. So he's like a scoundrel.
Don't let that meat go to waste.
All right, that's it. That's it.
Dude, I'm sorry, man. Like,
Jamie.
I can't.
Really?
All right, first of all, a couple things. My car is not a piece of shit.
Huh? That's what you have to defend yourself with. What about the chicken?
Second of all, those were cupcakes. Those were muffins. There's a big difference.
Uh-huh.
Third of all, it was not on the floor. It was in a box. It looked like it was from the... Because you didn't see the entry from the box to my hand. Okay? So I could have seen what it looked like, but it wasn't. You're acting like it's 5 years old. It's only 3 weeks old.
Okay. 3 week old chicken. That's disgusting.
That's nasty.
Twinkie of meat. Okay, they last forever. Everyone knows that.
I feel so torn in this because I love chicken wings, but this still sounds good. They were still in the
you
box.
Would, Romero, yeah. You would not eat like 3 week or three chicken wings.
Unless they're lemon peppered.
I can guarantee that I wouldn't do that if there was someone else in the car. If I'm by myself, it's traffic, I haven't eaten in a while.
Not like a couple day old.
Great, now we eat out of the garbage. Great.
It's not out of the garbage. Look, he said they were in a box.
Look, here's my thing. I thought I was going on a date with Laura, not f***ing Rachel Ray, okay? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Why, is Jamie dirty or is he just like, I mean, does he just have a dirty cop?
Well, see, the thing is, I didn't get too far, but I'm pretty sure them balls is musty.
Oh, my God!
I mean, you guys sound like a match made in heaven. I mean, do you want to give him a date, Laura? I this time you guys could meet up there, perhaps, meet
he's
at the place.
He's got lemon cup and
balls. Really? Really? You're going to ask if she wants another date? Really?
That's what you wanted me to do.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted a second date, but then you were talking shit about my musty balls, and I'm like, goodbye.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
When you're going to talk trash about your family member's date, don't do it in front of them. Come on, man. Otherwise, they're going to end up on the second date update on the 10th. That's what happens Monday, 8:10.